Okay, we are on Mem Hei Amud Beis, Amar of Papa. One, two, it's a four lines from the bottom, five lines from the bottom. We said yesterday that money cannot be used for chalipin. What does that mean? That means that chalipin cannot be used with money, right? However, now Rav Papa is going to say, Amar Rav Papa, afilu l'man da Amar, even according to what it holds, ein madeya nasa chalipin. Coins cannot be used for chalipin. However, maybe it's not both two-sided. Maybe mi'abin hu dul avin chalipin. It doesn't, you can't use coins for chalipin. However, aknuye makni b'chalipin. You can acquire something with chalipin. In other words, right? If the owner of the money takes the sudar, right? Then the owner of the sudar owns the money. Maybe that works. Not the other way around. If the owner of the money takes the sudar, that might not work. But if the owner of the money themselves can be acquired with chalipin. That's the question here. Can the matbeos themselves be required with chalipin? In other words, when the Baal HaMatbea takes the sudar, does the coins belong to the other side? That's the question. Midi dehavei apeira. It really should be no different than peiros. Peiros means anything that's not a kli. Anything not a kli is called a peiros. Why? Because the Amar l'Rav Nachman, according to Rav Nachman. Midi dehavei apeira l'Rav Nachman. Peira l'Rav Nachman, we call it peiros. It doesn't mean peiros. It means anything not a kli. Rav Nachman's going to hold, you're not allowed to do chalipin with anything that's not a kli. You're not allowed to. You're not allowed to. Why aren't you allowed to? Because he learns that out of the pasuk in Rus. Just like in Rus, the chalipin was done with a shoe, so too any kli. Pears is not a kli, fruit's not a kli, coins are not a kli, animals are not a kli. Me did have a peri of Nachman. It's not like pears according to Rav Nachman. It's like pears according to Rav Nachman. Lav, isn't it true? Afagav, the inhulo of the chalipin. Same thing. According to Rav Nachman, you can't use peiros for chalipin. Doesn't work. But iknui makni bechalipin. But it'll work the other way around. If you hand the guy the sudar, the peiros will become. If you hand the guy the sudar, the peiros will become yours, even though you didn't do anything. Just that's chalipin. It only works one directional, right? It works one directional. Do you know what that means? One directional. That means that the chalipin is two things. I transfer something to you. You transfer something to me. What we're saying now is, I understand that if you transfer the coins, there's no chalipin. But what if I transfer the other item? Will there be chalipin? So we said yes. Your papa says, yeah, that'll work. If you transfer the coins, no chalipin. What if you transfer the other item? I'll transfer the sudor and then you'll own my money. I'll transfer something else, you'll own my payroll. That'll work. Why will that work? L'Rav Nachman, Lav Achlag Abdi Eirul Abdi Chalipin. Rav Nachman holds, you can't use fruit, you can't use peiros for chalipin. You can only use kalim. You can't use anything else. However, Akanuye Makni Bechalipin, but you, if you transfer the other item, it'll work. Tivinami Loshna, money's no different. If you don't get this, the whole daf is not going to make sense. Right? We said yesterday that money can't be used for chalipin. That's two directional. No, that's only one directional. If I transfer the other item to you with chalipin, you'll acquire the coins. That's what Rav Papa says.
One of the two items of chalipin needs to be
paid. One of the two items of chalipin, no.
The one that is offered needs to be...
Needs to be the non-money. The non-payros. Right? That's what it is. Then chalipin will work. Mesve, wait a minute. There's a Mishnah in Maaser Sheni. Hayomid Goren, guy standing in his silo, and he has to give Maaser Sheni. But you know what? The halach is if you give Maaser Sheni, you have to pay a fifth. So he doesn't want to pay the fifth. So is there any way out, a halachically loophole, not to have to pay that fifth? So yes, there is. The Ein B'Yadomos, he doesn't have any money. He doesn't want to pay the fifth, but he doesn't have any money. So his friend standing there, Amal Chaver, he says to his friend, Haripeiros Halalu, these peiros, Nesunim L'chob Matana, I'm giving them to you with a matana. So now they're yours. I'm giving them to you with a matana. V'chazav Omar, he then turns around and says, Harehein Mechulalin Al Ma'os Sheyeshli Babayas. Then he says, I am now going to be Mechalel all this Peros on money I have in my house. The halacha is, if you want to give Maaser Sheni, you have to pay a fifth. But if I take off your Maaser Sheni, I don't have to give a fifth. So what does the guy do? The owner, he gives all the fruit to his friend, his buddy. Then he says, I'm going to take off all the Maaser Sheni with money I have back in my house. It's your stuff. I gave it to you as a matana. I'm going to take off the Maaser Sheni, but now it belongs to you. Therefore, I don't have to pay a fifth. Now, taima, the whole reason he did it this way is the Ein B'Yadomos. He had no cash on you. Ha im yesh B'Yadomos. What if you did have cash on you? Then you know what? Likni lehu le'idach b'mashicha. Let the other guy acquire the payros with mashicha. Right? Uparik. Let the other guy take off the miser. Not you. The other guy should do it. Why? The hachi adif the havele nachwi. It's better when a nachwi does it. Why? Nachwi means the non-owner. Why? Because when I'm the owner, and I'm being mafresh to the miser, that looks ridiculous. I'm the owner, and I'm being mafresh to the miser, and I'm not paying a fifth. Why am I not paying a fifth? Because I gave it to you. Anybody watching that, what kind of halach is this? Looks ridiculous. I'm taking off, it's my field. I'm the owner, I'm taking off I'm doing everything. How am I not paying a fifth? Because I gave it to you as a matana. That looks terrible. What looks better? What looks better is if you do the hafrasha. You're not the owner. The nachmi, you do the hafrasha. That looks much better. The reason why he couldn't do the hafrasha here, why couldn't the other guy do the hafrasha? Because he didn't have any money. No one had any money. But time, the whole reason is, if they would have had money, likni lahu l'idach b'mashicha, he would have given it to him b'mashicha, uparik, and then the other guy would have done the hafrasha. The hachi adiflei the havele nachwi, because it's better. He's a foreigner. It looks so much better when the other guy is doing the hafrasha. It looks so much better. It looks so much more legitimate. Now v'i amarta madaya nikta b'chalipin. But wait a minute. If money can be acquired with chalipin, then nikti lemos lahaich agav sudar. Why didn't the owner give the guy his friend his necktie, and then the friend acquires all the money? Why not? What if to go this whole such a complex? Very simple. So the Gemara says the last lay sudar. There's no sudar. No one had. Right? No one had. That means, by the way, nobody was wearing anything. They're both stark naked. Because you can get anything for a sudar. The Gemara is going to say that in a minute. Now, niknu lehile agav karka. So why didn't he give him the money agav karka? So the Gemara says, the less like karka. He doesn't have any karka. I but omid begorin katani. But he's standing there. So the Gemara says, no, begorin she'en ha'shalah wasn't his. The produce was his, but the land wasn't his. So the Gemara says, v'chbal tan lashmiran gavri al t'loi. What, the whole mission to teach people what you do with people that are naked? They're not wearing any clothing? Such a far-fetched case. The less lay below klum, the nothing. Ela shmamina ein matbeya nikna bechalipin. It must be wearing clothing. Come on, it must be they're wearing clothing. Why didn't they give him a sudar? You know why? Because Rav Papa's wrong. It doesn't. The money can't be transferred in either direction. Either direction, it can't be transferred. Rav Papa therefore is obviously wrong. You can't. That doesn't work. Because if it worked either way, he would just give him the money that way. It would be much better if the non-owner is the one doing that for Russia. It looks much more legit. So why couldn't he do it? The answer is because there's no way to get him to own it. The only way is if you give it to him as a matana, and then you'll stop doing it. So why couldn't you get him to be the owner of the payrolls? How am I transferring it to him? He's not paying me. What about Kinyan Sudar? It doesn't work. Shvamina Mitzaraya. Now, by the way, the Afra of Papa had to be. Even if Papa took that back. He had Rav Papa having be like Tracer Alpe Dinmi Bechuzoi. He had $13,000, somebody owed him. And Upninul Rav Shmuel Bar Avcha Agav Asefa de Besa. And Shmuel Bar Acha was in that town, and he was going to go to collect the money, but he's not, no fool. Everybody knows. No debtor, no person who owes money would give it to a total stranger. Why? Because if it gets stolen on the way, the guy has to pay again. The obligation doesn't stop till he reaches Rav Papa's house. So nobody would ever give to other people. I'm only giving Rav Papa. He's not here. I'll wait. So, however, Rav Papa didn't want to wait. He trusted this guy. So he was makne it to him, agav his threshold. Why didn't he makne it to him, agav via Kinyan Sudar? Because it doesn't work. When he came, he was so excited with Papa, he went out to greet him till Tavach, because he was so excited that he was able to get the money. And what do you see from that story? That Rav Papa did not resort to Kinyan Suda to transfer money, because it doesn't work. Fine. Eish vei, Rabbi Abba l'ula. Wait a minute. Hareisha hayu chamorav u'pa'olav tovu in oso bashuk. I'm in the marketplace with my whole entourage, and my entourage is hungry. It's like, come on, when are you feeding us? You owe us the money, you owe us food. And of Amar, and he says, L'shulchani, he says to the money changer, Teili b'dinamos, give me a dollar, va'afar nesim, and I will support them, parnasa, right? I will support them. Rashi says, the first wide line, Eset zarcheihem. This is a good Rashi to know whenever, for always. Eset zarcheihem. I'm going to give them, do their tzrachim. Kolomar, asalk in their life. I'm going to support them. Kol tzorech sipa kari parnasa. What does parnasa mean? Any mode of support. It's called parnasa. So, okay. Anyway, vani eloch ha'yafadina v'treses mimoz treses u'besi. Then when I go back home, I'm going to give you, not only am I going to give you a dinner, I'm going to give you traces, some pennies. I'm going to give you some pennies also. Now, is that a ribbis problem? So, im yesh lo moz, if the guy really has money in the back in his house, mutter, it's mutter to do that. V'im lav, usser. And if not, it's usser. Now, if you hold, you can't transfer with chalipin. In other words, why would this be mutter? Why isn't it a problem of ribbis? I'm borrowing a dollar, paying you back $1.50. Because it's not a loan. Why not? It's a transfer of money with chalipin. That's what it is. It's a transfer of money with chalipin. That only works if you can transfer money with chalipin. If you can't transfer money with chalipin, havale halva. It's a loan. The usher. And it's usher. It's ribbis. Ishtak. He didn't have an answer for that. Amalei. So he answered him back. You know what? Dilma, idi v'idi b'protros chanu. Maybe all the money we're talking about here were not really coins. They were just slugs. No faces of presidents. They were just slugs. And you know what? The lekalayu tiva. They're not the din of money. V'idi, pei rahave. It was both considered merchandise. U'mishum hachi niknu b'chalipin. And that's why it worked. Amalei, Ulu says back, in, you're right. That must be pshat. Deikanami, I'll prove to you it's right. Diktoni yofa dinar v'treitzar. It says yofa dinar. It should have said dinar yofa. V'lo katani dinar yofa. It didn't say dinar yofa u'treitzar. In other words, I'm giving you a good dinar, a dinar that's good currency. No, a yofa dinar. Since the yofa is first, it means it's not even a dinar. What is it? It's a piece of metal. Shvamina, that must be pshat. Ravashi Amar, another pshat. La'olam bedamin. Really, it's money. And ubiprutros. And we're talking about slugs. I don't know why Rav Ashi had to say we're talking about slugs. Because if we're talking about slugs, what is wrong with the answer we just gave? Why does Rav Ashi have to give another answer? His answer is, kivan de islay, since he has the money back in his house, nasa ka'omert, as if he said, halveni ad sheyavo b'ni o ad sheemtza mafteach. I can't find the key. I can't find the key. I just don't know where the key is. My son has the key. My son went away. He'll be back tomorrow. So give me the money for the day. So, but the question is, why do you need that for? What's wrong with the first answer? Anyway, we're not talking about real money. What's wrong with the first answer? Right? Yeah. Now, not only that, the Ritva says, it's not ribbis. It's very difficult pshat also. He says it's not ribbis because the only thing you did was you gave him money so he shouldn't have to schlep to his house and get the money. That's not ribbis. And I thought that was ribbis. Ribbis, any increase. Right? I only need a dollar. I'll give you back $1.50. Is that a loan? It's not a loan. It's just a convenience. He shouldn't have to schlep back home. Since that's true, that's not ribbis. Good question's better than the answer. Next, Toshma. The Mishnah in Kiddushin says, Kol hanaseh b'damim ba'acher, whatever is done with kol hanaseh b'damim ba'acher, whatever money can, we don't know what this line means. What we think it means is, whatever you can use to purchase something else. What's that? Money. Kivan shezachabo, once you zoche it, neschayev zeh b'chalipin. There's such a thing as chalipin. What do you see from the Mishnah in Kiddushin? You have chalipin. So Gemara says, no. Kol hanase damim ba'acher. Mind you, what is that? Matbeya. It's matbeya. Ushmamina. What do you see from here? Matbeya nase chalipin. Matbeya des chalipin. You see, it's a Mefarish Mishnah in Kedushin. Whatever can be used to purchase something else, what's that? Chalipin. Tosfos here asks such a bomb kasha. He says, it's the kasha of Tosfos Shmamina. How can money, we have a zera, which you're going to see in the base, really, whether or not, some hold that money can be used midaraisa. You can give money midaraisa. In other words, money will transfer kinyan midaraisa. Why don't we allow it? Because we're afraid, once you get the cash, I get the cash, and I still have your merchandise, and it burns down, I have no incentive to save it. It doesn't belong to me anymore. I got the cash already. So for that reason, we don't allow cash to be a transfer of property. Only the actual transfer of the goods. Right? Because if the fire happens in my house. So then how could that Mishnah in Kedushin say that you can transfer money with Chalipin? Same zero. Why aren't we afraid that once you get the money, the house is going to burn down, you don't care. Why? It's not yours. Why aren't we afraid of that? So Tosfos answers, because Chalipin with money is a davar lo shchiach, and a davar lo shchiach is no zero. But then Tosfos says, what about a sudar? I'm going to transfer my kerchief for your gold watch. I don't care if it burns down, it doesn't belong to me. That happens, that's my sevachol yom. Bomb kasha. So Tosfos answers, if you don't get paid, so we said as follows, the guy will back out. If it burns down, he's going to back out. I'm not really allowed to back out. He'll back out anyway. It's not paying. It's not going to give it to you. So you're going to be smart. Oh, I'm not going to save it. You're never going to get paid. You have to chase the guy, go to bed. It's such a tircha. Because of that, we say it's not a problem. Back to our question. How could that Mishnah Kedushin say that? So the Gemara says the Mishnah Kedushin says nothing of the sort. Amar Yehuda Hachika Amar. Here's what the Mishnah Kedushin really means to say. Kol Hanishum Damim Ba'acher. Whatever will be evaluated to decide how much it cost. What is that? It's everything in the world but money. Everything in the world but money. Why? Because money, the value is on its face. It says five. Everything else in the world, how much is that worth? Oh, I don't know how I'm going to pay for it. Only money, there's no nishum. There's no evaluation because it's already set by the government. Everything else is something, so we just changed it around. We thought we were talking about money. Now we're talking about everything but money. Kol hanishum, domim ba'acher, everything else. Kibbutz shetzacha, zeh, nischayev zeh b'chalipin. Once you acquire one, it can be transferred in chalipin. That's true. Any item can be transferred in chalipin. And not only that, this makes a lot of sense. Midiktani Seifa, because the Seifa there says, Keita Hichlif Shar Bapar or Chamor Bashar. How do you transfer a Chamor and a Shar? So if we're talking about money, why are we mentioning the animals? Shmamina, what do you see? We're talking about Kalim. We're talking about everything but money. So according to the original understanding that we're talking about money, what was the guy thinking? What was he thinking? We're talking about money, ketad, the Mishnah gives an example, animals. What was he thinking? So the Gemara says, Nahachik Amar, here's what he meant to say. Upeiri. And if it's not fruit, upeiri, and if it's not a keli, nami avdi b'chalipin. You can also do chalipin. In Ed Chumrah. That what? You can also do chalipin with non-kalim. Ketad, for example, hichlu shar b'paro, chamar b'shar. You can transfer even animals. Animals are not considered kalim. Han dichalar of sheishes the amar peiri of the chalipin. That makes sense according to Rav Sheishes, who said you can. But elar of Nachman demar kli in avol peiri lo of the chalipin my ketzad. So according to Rav Nachman, how do you read the Mishnah? So the Gemara says hachi kamer. Here's what it means. Yesh demehem sheim the chalipin. Sometimes you can transfer money with chalipin. Ketzad how? Hichlev demei shor b'pora o demei chamar b'shor. In other words, I'm going to give you my cow and I'm going to pay for it. So I give you my cow, and then I say, you know what, I owe you $1,000, how about if you give me the ox instead? The guy says, oh, okay, I'll do that, that's no problem. Then it works. There's no kidding, Khalid, right? In other words, I was going to give you money. And then I said, we'll make a barter. So, okay, it's no problem. Once you say that, it works. That's what he means to say. That's Rav Nachman's Chiddush. My time of Rav Nachman, what's his reason? Savalak Rav Yochanan, because he holds like Rav Yochanan. The Amar who said, Dar Torah, Mina Torah, Mos Konos. Mos works. Why? Because it does. Umnema Amru Meshicha Kone, why do we require Meshicha? Because Gzeira, Shema Yomolo, maybe he'll say, Nismi Vuchitecha Baliyah, your stuff got burnt. Umilsa the Shicha Gazer Berabanan. Milsa the Shicha Gazer Berabanan. This is something very not Shchiach. that I'm going to sell you an item for money, and then afterwards change it to be care, to be another item. That's very unusual. That he'll agree can be done with chalipin, even though they're kalim. Even though they're not kalim. What are they? They're animals. Or Rish Lakish da Amar Mashicha Mufreshes Min HaTorah. And according to Rish Lakish, it says Mashicha is Beferish in the Torah. And money, the Rabbanan, we don't allow it. Ha Nichi Yisav HaLakar of Sheshes, Matar Yitz HaLakar of Sheshes. If he holds HaLakar of Sheshes, that makes a lot of sense. El Yisav HaLakar of Nachman, if he holds HaLakar of Nachman, da Amar Peri Lo of Dina Chalipin, Umat Be'a Lo Kani, Hechi Matar Yitz La. So if Rav Nachman doesn't allow fruit, doesn't allow anything that's not a Kli, how will Rish Lakish, who learns that you cannot use money, how will he understand that Mishnah? Therefore, Al Kachach Kerav Sheshes Mitaritz La. He must, by force, require the opinion. He must hold Kerav Sheshes. Okay, we'll get to the bottom. It'll take 2 minutes. Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah. Kol Matalatlan Konan Zezet. All Matalatlan, you can exchange one with the other. Bar Rish Lakish, Afilu Kis Mali Maos, Bikis Mali Maos. Even money, a bag of money, can exchange with a bag of money. How could that be? You're not allowed to do money with chalipin. So Tirgum Marvacha Bedinar Anka the Enigra. It's either money that's been taken off the market by the government, or money that people won't accept. It's good money. It's like a Susan B. Anthony dollar. It's good money. Nobody wants that. Nobody will accept it. It's either one of those two. Shepaslu Malchus Ve'echa Shepaslu Medina. One the Malchus passled, and one the people passled. Utsmicha, you need both. Diashmina pasal to malchus. I would say if the malchus pasal did, mishum de lo sagi klal. It's not good at all. I have a pasal to Medina, but people don't want to take anything over here. Sagi lo b'medina achwiti. It's good over there. Eima, I would say, akati madbeo. It's still the din of a coin. The ein madbeo nikna b'chalipin. Diashmina pasal to Medina, but if you want to tell me the government removed the circulation, mishum de lo sagi lo b'tzin of lo b'frehesia. Because, I'm sorry. Pasal to Medina. If people don't use it, that's fine. Nobody uses it. Not in Medina. Not for Hesia. Not for Tzina. Avol pasal to Malchus. But the government took off the market. Apparently, those days, the Tzagila Betzina, they'd still use it in private. In the black market, they'd still use it. So therefore, Eimakati Matbeihu. The Eimatbeihu not Nitzach Chalipin. You can't use coins. Therefore, Tzricha. Therefore, it gives you both cases, very extreme cases, where the money's not really money, therefore it's not really money. What is it? It's considered merchandise. Some people will use it maybe at it. Doesn't make a difference. It's not considered money. All right, again, I apologize. We managed to finish on time, pretty much. Everyone have a good day.